Our interview this week is with a remarkable person, Sophia Smallstorm, who is the author and publisher of a website about the sky. She really started focusing on the chemtrails, but then kept going, and she has a newsletter, which I am a devoted subscriber of, called Avatar Update. And she just has a very keen mind, and just has no... This is a person who has no desire, as Franklin Sanders would say. She doesn't pine for the treats of the tapeworm. This is a woman who has a very independent mind, wants to live a very independent life, and she can see the world clearly without getting caught up in the trance. And she has a remarkable gift for sort of sleuthing out what's going on and how the puppet masters are building the sets and why. And one of the things she's written a lot and thought a lot about are the invisible technologies of control and how different parts of that, whether it's the EMF or the chemtrails or HARP or media entrainment, subliminal programming, how they connect, and transhumanism, the reengineering that's going on in human bodies, how it all connects to create control. I said in the commentary, what is this high-tech cocktail doing to influence our individual and collective minds? Anyway, she has a remarkably astute ability to unpack and to find the anomalies and to dive deep. So I find her to be a great and ever fascinating source. And you never know what she's going to dive into next. She's just terribly interested in reality.